From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Princeton University has agreed to settle a lawsuit that pitted the school against the heirs of a major donor. The heirs claim Princeton violated the terms of a donation made back in 1961. The case has been closely watched by charitable organizations concerned that their hands could be tied long after a donor has died. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The settlement ends an expensive 6-year-old lawsuit between Princeton and the heirs of Charles and Marie Robertson. They donated $35 million to found what is now the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton. The original purpose? To prepare men and women for careers in government service in international affairs. The Robertsons' heirs say that meant training students to work for the government. But Princeton President Shirley Tilghman says since the gift was made, the government has begun outsourcing many diplomatic tasks to nonprofit groups.
As a consequence, we felt very strongly that training young men and women to serve not just in the federal government, but in the organizations that support the activities of the government was absolutely critical.
But the heirs disagreed and went to court. Attorney Ron Malone represented the family, arguing that Princeton had turned the school into a factory for business students.
For a long time, the Woodrow Wilson School was known among college graduates as a free MBA because an awful lot of their graduates, instead of going into government service, were going into international banking.
Malone was all set to go to court next month to argue the family's case, but Princeton decided to settle, fearing that legal costs would eat up tens of millions of dollars. In the settlement, Princeton concedes nothing. President Shirley Tilghman says Princeton would have prevailed in court, but in addition to the expense of a trial,
we would be left with a foundation whose board of trustees was profoundly dysfunctional.
The settlement dissolves the foundation, so the family will give up its role at the school. Princeton will be left with most of the funds in the endowment, which had grown to $900 million earlier this year, but has shrunk in the market downturn. Princeton will pay the family nearly $100 million. That money will be used to start a new foundation to train students for government careers. This is one of the higher-profile fights over so-called donor intent. The descendants of Josephine Newcomb are still fighting Tulane University's decision to discontinue Newcomb College as a standalone women's school. Tulane folded the college into the university, saying times had changed since the gift was made back in 1886. Family attorney Daniel Caruso says the school can't just make such changes on its own.
If you think that the circumstances have changed, you can go to court and have the court change what you're doing.
But charitable organizations say it's practically impossible to discern a donor's true wishes once the donor dies. Attorney and consultant Catherine Myrie of Birmingham, Alabama, says some gifts just become irrelevant, like one donor who left money
for homes for unwed mothers back in the 50s. Well, you'd be hard-pressed to find a home for unwed mothers anywhere in the country. Times changed, and that donor just couldn't foresee that. Donors tend to think in the here and now.
Myrie says she advises donors and recipients to prepare for the future and set up an amicable process like some committee that can adapt to change rather than going to court. Larry Abramson, NPR News.